The Traveler's Journal, April 16th, remembering Culloden Field. On a chilly, fog-shrouded dawn, this day in the year 1746, an army of 1,000 Highlanders, largely from the Clan MacDonald, came together on Culloden Field, a high moor above the Moray Firth, just east of the village of Inverness in the north of Scotland. They were gathered in support of the Bonnie Prince, Charles Stuart, pretender to the English throne. Opposing them was a force of trained English soldiers nearly twice their number, led by the duplicitous Duke of Cumberland. There are numerous and often contentiously conflicting accounts of the battle itself, but all agree on its outcome. The heroic efforts of the clansmen notwithstanding, the entire group of outmanned, outarmed, outmaneuvered volunteers was slaughtered in less than an hour. Nary a Highlander survived. Not content with that carnage, Cumberland's soldiers went on a rampage, even butchering innocent bystanders. Ironically, the Bonnie Prince himself managed to escape. Culloden Field proved to be the last pitched battle to take place on British soil, and it marked the end of the clan system, which had ruled Highland society for centuries. Yet the spirits of the dead still haunt these fields. Though Scotland has never been more separate from England than it is today, visitors can still hear their whispers in the wind that whistles around the stumps of gorse and granite, in the wail of silence that emanates from the Well of the Dead. Though Culloden Field can be exquisitely beautiful in springtime, it is never a place to visit lightly, but especially not on an anniversary as solemn as today. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.
You'll find a world of travel resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.